Hey, what happened?
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
I'm freaking out, man.
If you blow chunks and she comes back, she's yours.
El Deuterino, if you're not into the whole brevity thing.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Lebowski, Zoolander. Yes, it's movie day here on The Takeaway. Lights, camera, action. For Kristen Meinzer, doing it solo this week. Rafer Guzman on vacation. Kristen Meinzer, of course, co-hosts the Movie Day podcast and is a culture producer here at The Takeaway. Welcome, Kristen.
Happy Friday, John.
So we've got three very different movies, it seems to me. The first one, Spectacular Now, from the makers of 500 Days of Summer, which I like to call the 500 Years of Summer. Slowest movie in the universe, but my kids just love it. Spectacular Now. Let's see your hair clip.
Do you live around here, Sutter?
How do you know my name?
You go to the same school. You wouldn't know who I am.
I know you.
I'm Amy. Amy Finicky.
That's what I was going to say.
Is this about superficial people who do nothing endlessly in a movie?
Oh, John, I can't even tell how you feel about 500 Days of Summer based on that. No, this is about two teenage kids. We have the very popular boy who we just heard there, Sutter, who is cocky. He's an alcoholic. He dates a lot. He goes to parties. And he meets this girl, Amy, who is an overachiever in school, kind of a wallflower, not exactly popular, but kind of on a rebound, he starts a relationship with her and he realizes that maybe she's too good for him despite everything he thought initially, and he's such a self-defeating guy that he might not be able to make it work. It's actually a really great movie. I highly recommend it.
So it's a redemption movie for a guy who really hasn't thought ambitiously about his future and meets somebody who helps him to think that way.
It might not be about redemption. It might be about failure and realizing you can possibly redeem yourself. It's not as tidy as all that.
Yeah, I guess failure is more popular than success these days in the movies for that generation. All right, you're next. What's this? This is scary. This seems like a scary movie, but I can't tell from the ads.
I will say it's scary, it's funny, and it's really, really gross.
And it sounds like this.
Why would anybody do this? They've been watching us for days. This wasn't a random attack.
Who's the they who's been watching? What kinds of things are attacking here?
We have a filthy, rich family that's getting together in the country at their estate, and they're dysfunctional. They fight. They yell. And then suddenly their home is invaded. It's a home invasion nightmare.
By
I can't
zombies?
Tell you. I can't
oh,
tell
on.
You. I'm not. I'm not going to tell you. But I will say that it's a very funny movie. They continue to fight and to bicker even after they've been impaled by screwdrivers and have weapons sticking out of their chest.
Impaled screwdrivers. Well, so, yeah. So it's not termites they're invading.
It's masked invaders.
Masked.
And I will say there's a kitchen murder scene that's unlike anything I've ever seen before.
Funny,
gross, scary,
and
all of the above.
You liked this.
I really liked this movie, yeah.
Two out of three. All right, The World's End, tell me about this.
This is about a guy who gets together his old high school gang. He's now in his mid-40s. He wants to complete the pub crawl that he never was able to finish with his buddies back in high school.
Sounds like a job for a Simon Pegg.
Tonight, we will be partaking of a liquid repast as we wend our way up the Golden Mile, commencing with an inaugural tankard in the first post, then onto the old familiar, the famous cock, the cross hands, the good companions, the trusty servant, the two-headed dog, the mermaid, the beehive, the king's head, and the hole in the wall for a measure of the same, all before the last bittersweet pint in that most fateful terminus, the World's End.
Sounds like our executive producer's vacation last year.
It's actually a lot of fun at times because Simon Pegg, Edgar Wright, and team from Hot Fuzz and Shaun of the Dead, they have such great chemistry together. But unfortunately, the movie also is weighed down a little bit by extraterrestrial robots that make an appearance in this movie.
Basically a 2 out of 3 there. World's End, you're next, and Spectacular Now. Kristen Meinzer, thanks.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
You
Kristen
too.
Meinzer, co-host of the Movie Date podcast and culture producer for our program.